Well, in college, I guess what I didn't finish in that statement is Friday night, I'll be applying to grants while taking shots with my sorority sisters and my sorority.
Awesome. So,
believe in work-life balance. I 1000% believe it. I feel like it's always just be having fun and not sacrificing life for work.
I never knew the importance of work-life balance until I had my son. I wanted to create a platform to inform single mother, lady bosses, that you can do it. This podcast is all-inclusive, safe haven-based, designed for women, a woman supporter to grow in all areas of their lives. I want to talk about fashion, health and wellness, work balance, work life, entrepreneurship, gender roles, stereotyping, single motherhood, and so much more. Thank you all for listening to Evie Unbounded. And once again, I'm your loving host, Evie Jane.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the first episode of 2021 with Evie Unbounded. Today, I have one of the 430 on 330 with me. She is a CEO and co-founder of Unplug, a leading digital software company used by Fortune 500 company, banks, hospital, and manufacturing facility, elevator, and university. I didn't know if anybody have seen it before. Personally, I did. I was so proud of her. I was at one of the office building downtown, and then there she is. And I was also at my favorite local Chinese restaurant, Boboba. And there's Nancy Prada right on the wall. And I was so proud of her. I always pointed out to everyone that I was with. I was like, oh, look at that gray software Prada on the wall that is being displayed. Did you know that my little god sister does that? And then she come up with the idea. And she also had many, many other ideas, which we're going to know more about. Anyway, so her company is headquarters in Los Angeles, and they have office in Japan, Brazil, Poland. Oh, I don't even know that, Nancy. Australia and UK. How's Poland come about?
Poland office started because my co-founder and our chief technology officer, Justyna, she's actually Polish and from Poland. And it was just one of her dreams to have an office in Poland. And so we built a team out there, and they're incredibly talented.
Australia, I would definitely want to go visit, just even for the country, UK, Japan, Brazil. And since now we have the connection in Poland, we should definitely go visit. So Nancy, how you even started this? I know about the little bit cute story that you shared with me when we first met, when you started the company, all of you had to share this one big house. I always find that story very interesting. And to me, it's really cute. It's very inspiring. Do you want to share with us how you started the company and what you guys all did, your team did?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we started the company, all of my co-founders and I, we were either recent college dropouts or recent college graduates. Most of us did not know each other, and we just decided to start Unplug. And when we first started, to save money, instead of getting a separate apartment or office, we decided we'll just live together. We're going to eat, breathe, sleep, Unplug 24/7. And that's what we did. So we actually had a lot of our initial employees, also many of them recent college graduates, join us in this unique living situation where we would basically pay their rent, their room and board, and give them, you know, a salary, but we all just lived together. It cut down on the commute time. It made everything very efficient. And all of us were just so passionate about Unplug that I really think helped accelerate our growth in the early days. And we did this for a year before moving into an office.
Does that make your team much closer? Do you have a stronger team because of it?
I feel like we've built just some of the strongest cultures you'd see in any company because of that. It really creates a family dynamic. Everyone is looking out for each other. Not just we're building this company together, but we want to make sure everyone is staying healthy and active and happy in their personal lives too, because we see a lot of their personal life as well when you live with your teammates.
And I think that's a really good attitude, because I think recently with just so many hype or a word. I don't know if it's a white word, hype, but they all think that you're supposed to work hard when you first start, and people working 100 hours, and they kind of let go of their personal well-being and wellness. And based on what you're just telling me, it sounds like by everybody living together, first of all, you actually have a stronger bond with the team, and you're also watching out for each other like a family member and make sure everybody are having a great balanced life, correct?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we had so many fun experiences together living together. So for example, it's doing lots of team activities. It's cooking dinner for one another all the time. It is doing house chores together. It is going to different places in LA and exploring LA together, because many of our teammates had never lived in LA or had not been to LA before. And so a lot of these really fun, unique experiences we really shared together as a team.
And is this the first company you started, or how you even come up with the idea to do this, which is, it was really cool. And I love the ideas about a community and to build a corporate culture that is about family and camaraderie, right? But is this your first company you started?
It's not. It's actually, I guess, officially the second company that I started, although I had built lots of random apps and gadgets throughout my time in college. But before Implug, I actually started a biotech company my senior year of college called Natalie Bioscience, which is still successfully operating in Colorado.
Wow. Are you always with us, man? What'd you do? I mean, how you even come up with the idea just being in college and you thought, I'm going to go open a company or I'm going to start a company?
It's all, I feel like, been about meeting amazing, really smart people. When I came to the U.S. as an immigrant with my family, it was always about being resourceful and surrounding myself with really great people, people who are caring, who are really smart and competent and get things done. And so because of that, it's easy to find people to build companies with when I just look for folks with those traits. And so in college, I met a lot of really talented, some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. And of course, my immediate reaction is, you're so talented, I want to work with you on a project. And certainly for Natalie Bioscience, it was very much that way. I had met my co-founder, Dr. Balaji Sridhar, randomly, and he was just so brilliant. And I said, hey, let me help you build the company. I'll do the sales, marketing, finance, and strategy piece. You build the product. He's the one that's the MIT, MD, PhD, absolute genius. And so I said, take care of the science side, I'll take care of the business side.
And how you learned the business side of it, because that was your first company, right? So who inspired you, or how did you get the help that you need? Or if anybody who listened to this and wanted to start the company, and you're so young, you accomplished so much already. So for other people in your shoes, how can they start? Or so I'm just, there's so many questions I have for you just because you're so impressive, and Implug is such a successful company, and it turned out that this is not even your first company, this is your second. So where did you get the idea or the motivation for you to start the first one, and where you learned all the skill that you needed to run the company?
Yeah, I would say throughout college, even high school, I was just building things. I was just trying to monetize any kind of skill that I could. So in my younger days, it was teaching piano, tutoring, babysitting, teaching dance, whatever kind of skill set I could contribute, I would try to monetize because I had to pay for college tuition. And so when I was at Berkeley, it was really the same mode. Whatever kind of skill set I can go and monetize, I would do. But I'd also collaborate with really talented people. And that's a sales process. I have to convince these people to work with me. How do I do that? Well, I tell them, these are my deliverables. I'm going to deliver these action and these results. And I'll do that if you can deliver these things. So for Apology, I said, I will bring the money. I will get and recruit really talented scientists from Berkeley. Can you make sure to work on the science part, the technology and the product? If you do that, then we're going to just work really well together. So my senior year, I was, you know, literally on Friday nights, I would be applying to grants for all sorts of different, from foundations all the way to government organizations to different universities, applying for funding to fund our technology and our business idea. So I took care of that, and I got it enough funding to last for several years. Meanwhile, my co-founder, he's in charge of developing the technology, which is a polymer that eliminates refrigeration for vaccines and other temperature sensitive proteins and molecules, everything ranging from enzymes to blood to even, we've done it for biologics, various types of biologics. So for me, it is that differentiation of skill set, and we go and execute on our skill set.
That's amazing. That's actually a really good tip for other. Always surround yourself with smart people, right? And I think that's another thing about, is if feeling jealous or compete with other, I think it's very important to find a good mentor and always support each other, especially for women. And this is awesome that you will reach out to find the right people and not feel threatening, and then take your skill set, what is your skill set, and offer that and then find a collaboration with great people and to produce something wonderful. So Unplug is your second one. Since then, I'm sure you also start a couple of other companies, right?
I haven't really necessarily started other companies. I've been part of other companies in various ways, and that has been such a fulfilling process to be a part of, everything ranging from, I'm a partner at VC fund called X Factor Ventures, where we invest in female founded startups, all the way part of the board of a couple of different publicly traded companies. And it's so fun to be able to help and support other brilliant people in leadership. And I learn a lot from all of the organizations I'm a part of.
And by going through all this experience, you know, okay, let's talk about your company, the last two companies you started. What was the challenge? Since now looking back, what was the challenge that you've had? So when people start a company, they can look or at least learn from or be aware of, what would be your biggest challenge when you're starting your own company, a startup?
It always ends up being money, which is, do you need to raise money or do you need to monetize your product to generate cash flow to sustain the business? So for us, it was a little bit of both. We were able to raise money and we were able to generate money and cash from selling our product. But for some businesses, you don't get the luxury of being able to raise money, right? So you have to make money yourself from day one, or to take out a bank loan or some other form of loan. For Unplug, it was doing both. But at some point, you have to say, okay, am I going to be a self-sustaining business, which means that I'm going to be profitable and a cash flow positive business, or am I going to continue raising money? We chose the latter, or sorry, the former, which is that we wanted to just be self-sustaining. We wanted to not have to raise any money. We wanted to just be as profitable as we could be while still maintaining growth. And so that's the route that we took. And I'm really grateful that we did that, because it makes it, I feel like, a lot more fun to always be, you know, thinking about, okay, how do we optimize for sales and growth and profitability? It's definitely, you know, it's pretty tricky. Fortunately, I've got brilliant people on the team I get to work with to brainstorm on this, but I'm glad we did it, because we didn't have to rely on constant investment to sustain our business.
This instead, now you have done many other things besides doing startups and starting a startup. So what are the best lessons you have learned in other activity and, you know, endeavor that you are in right now? You mentioned earlier that you also set up a couple board, you are a partner. What are the lessons that you learned from those, or the experience that you have that you felt like is something that you would definitely want to teach the next person that you share with?
Well, one of the lessons I've learned, and it's so funny because, of course, everybody tells you this, but you don't necessarily believe it. Sometimes, and the lesson for me is always just pick the best people. And what that means is not just from a skill set perspective, but from a perspective of being able to work really well with you and the rest of the team, and somebody who is just a good person with high integrity. So I only work with people that I feel have really high integrity, and they only work with people who I just think are truly the best in their fields at what they do, and never compromise on talent and finding and trying to get the best talent, even if it means paying them more or it costing, you know, more initially, because it always pays off.
That's a really good advice. Thank you for sharing with that with us. And then, so hopefully the audience can learn that and taking notes. Okay, let's talk about fun stuff, because you sound like you've always been very busy and you're super young. And then you mentioned earlier that, you know, on Friday, you would be like applying for things. And what you do for fun. If that was the weekend, a college girl normally would be going out on weekend, and you're so disciplined. You literally just doing all the work and trying to help to run in the startup. So what you do, I mean, hopefully now you're not doing that, right? Do you go out on weekend now?
Well, in college, I guess what I didn't finish in that statement is Friday nights, I'll be applying to grants while taking shots with my sorority sisters in my sorority.
Awesome. So,
believe in work-life balance. I 1000% believe it. I feel like should always just be having fun and not sacrificing life for work, you know, and trying to accomplish something at work. And so even when there are, I'll give you an example, even when there are, you know, a really big deal that you're working on and you're like, oh, I'm going to move my vacation so that I'm just in the office to work on this deal during this time. I never did that. I think that's when people become really stressed and unhappy, is when they always have to constantly readjust the fun and the things they really want to do in life for work and make always that sacrifice. For me, I'm like, you know what? Work can be done for me, fortunately, almost anywhere. So I don't want to sacrifice that. I will work the hours that make the most sense. And if I can work anywhere in the world, I will take a vacation, but I'll still do work if I can get it done. So I try as little as possible to adjust my life and the things I want to do for work. But that, I understand, is a luxury. And not everyone gets to have that. But if there's an opportunity to do so where you really, I think people don't realize they really have a lot more choice in pushing for work-life balance than they allow themselves to believe.
Thank you. I think that's a really great advice. I have the same philosophy as you. So hopefully people would understand that it's not all about work, right? Because you really need to balance your life and you could have it all. So, and you do. And you're doing it beautifully so far. So what you do normally for fun, what would be your interests? Because I know you give really good career advice, business advice. You also give really good advice about personal life, balance your life, and then you can have it all. But what do you do for fun nowadays for you?
A lot of different things. I feel like I go through different phases. So there was like a phase a couple of years ago where I was really into esports and video games, like competitive video games. That a lot. I still play. I play Overwatch, a fun esports game. I go running, I like hiking, tennis. I went snowboarding a bunch this year, working on a pilot's license. Learning the guitar, playing piano, violoncello. I try to just always push myself to learn new things because I feel like it trains your brain to adapt and to, I think it actually helps in a lot of other areas, not just on, you know, if you're musically capable and practice music, I do think it helps in other aspects of life and discipline. So, you know, a combination of music things, gaming things, sports things. Certainly, I spend a lot of time with my friends and I try to always make sure I do. And also, of course, with family, I try to spend a lot of time visiting my family or they come out to Los Angeles and visit me. But yeah, I guess the big part is trying to learn new skill sets.
Do you think that's what make you feel alive or give you all the energy? Because even just talking to you, if people can see you, your energy is just moving out there. And for you, somebody like you, so busy with just so many things, activity that you are involved in, and you trying to create, where you get all your energy? You know, that's what I would say. I'm like, how you balance everything. And it's like, just by talking to you, it's like, you don't seem tired at all.
Yeah. I think a big part of it too is training our minds to make sure we're not stressed and not feeling overwhelmed. And so I feel like I have very good internal dialogue. There are books about this, which is, what's the internal dialogue you have with yourself? And so I wake up and literally in the morning, I'm like, okay, what do I have to do? Okay. I'm excited about this. These are the things I will get done and take every one of these tasks one at a time. And I always make sure, you know what, these are fun things I want to do. I'm going to make sure I take the time and I always plan for something to look forward to every day. And they could be like very little things. For example, yesterday after work, I was really looking forward to finishing this one book that I had so that I could start this new book, these little rewards that we give ourselves. So I think that's really important. I also think sleep, exercise, and what we eat and drink is really important. And every person is a little bit different. And it's figuring out what makes our body have the most energy and healthy energy. So for me, I don't do anything. I learned this like early on. I don't do well with anything that has caffeine or soda. For some reason, I just don't like it.
You have so much energy without it.
Yeah, so it actually, all these things don't make me feel good, like sugary drinks or carbonated drinks, anything with caffeine. So I avoid that. I also realize I actually feel a lot better by cutting out a lot of carbs. And so I really just do I try to eat like really good food, like food I like. So I don't do salads. I don't like salads. Mm-hmm. I really just enjoy lots of like grilled stuff, cooked stuff. So I try to, you know, focus on what can I eat that I enjoy and is healthy too. So I know, for example, salads are healthy. I don't enjoy it. So I'll find grilled vegetables that can sort of, you know, accommodate.
Are you always been like this since you were little? I feel like you're just so wise. And this is something you always know when you were growing up, or it's like a growing pace, something happened for you to realize this, or you've always been thinking this way.
I think maybe it has to do with the fact, like, I lived with lots of different families that had to be very independent from a young age. So like right after I was born, my parents went to Europe, and I lived with lots of different relatives, grandparents, aunts and uncles. And so I imagine that probably impacted my need to be adaptable and be resourceful. Like if I needed something, you know, mom and dad isn't around, so I have to like figure it out myself. And similarly, when we came to the US, my parents, they were graduate students, they were working multiple jobs. They really couldn't afford anything. And so if I wanted anything, I needed to make it for myself. So I think that just pushed me at a young age to problem solve and just be resourceful and problem solve and leverage basically the talented people around me.
If it's just only one statement, describe how you live your life, what that statement would be.
Make the most of every day.
Awesome. I love that, Nancy. I'm gonna share with the audience this little cute fact about you. You have a tattoo. I always remember that when I first met you. And do you want to tell everyone what that tattoo said and why you choose that?
Yeah. So this here on my wrist, it says "一日一里," and it's a play on a Chinese proverb. The original proverb is "一日千里," which means every day go 1,000 miles, which is, you know, every day do as much as possible. But my dad was like, you know, people can like just fly and travel 1,000 miles now. So we changed it. 1 million miles instead. And so we had our own modern take on the proverb. And part of the reason I also got this is in our team and in the people that I'm around, I really believe in keeping our word. And so this tattoo story is actually interesting in that I mentioned to my co-founder, hey, I want to get a tattoo. I've always thought about it. And so while I said that, we passed by a tattoo parlor. And
wow.
So keeping our word, we're really, really big on that. And so he was like, oh, there's a tattoo parlor. Go get the tattoo. And this was like my first week in Los Angeles, right out of college. And so I went and I got the tattoo that same night, that same U-turn that he did.
And no regret.
No regrets at all. Because again, I think, you know, part of being, you know, having integrity as a person is you do what you say you're going to do.
I love that. And that is true. I have a 6-year-old son, which you met. And I always tell him, mommy always keep her word, and word is very important. So you're going to keep yours. So he know that's all rule in the house. So thank you, Nancy. It's so nice to having you on the show, and you're giving really great advice for younger women and even for us, any women, I would say. And I love the fact that you also share personal advice and how you live your life about balance and how you do it all and feel energized even in your own way, right? Finding your what make you energized, what make you happy. And I think that's very important. And I like the fact that you also share that, you know, the whole myth of you working 100 hours when you're starting a company is not necessarily true. It's really having a good team, work with smart people, and work with people who have good integrity, and then you balance your life. And then, and it's a choice. And I like the fact that you give us more power, because I think a lot of time we didn't realize how powerful we are. So thank you so much for sharing that and you know, inspiring others. So thank you. And then
you're like that big sister that everybody I'm fortunate that I get to have.
Oh, you're always my little sister. I love it. Everybody, I had to go run with Nancy like 2 weeks ago. And when she says she runs and she hikes and she's doing all this stuff, she really does, because I was out of breath like running with her. So if you anybody who need to keep up,
you were setting the pace. Absolutely.
I was dying though, but we celebrated with a nice brunch. So that's the good thing.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you for having you, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Nancy, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us on this episode. Thank you all, my listeners, for joining us today as well with Nancy. I hope you all enjoyed this episode when we spoke with Ms. Forbes 30 on the 30 and her story to successful businesswoman life. Please take a moment to check out Nancy's social media handle. I will put it in the description box for this episode. Stay tuned for my next episode, everyone. I'm your host, Evie Jane for Evie Unbounded. Please go ahead and follow me on Instagram, Evie Jane. Remember to subscribe, like, comment, and share.